It's well known to every person growing up in the Jewish culture that our first patriarch, Avraham Avinu, experienced and passed 10 nisyonos, 10 tests in his life. And there's a lengthy discussion of the Rishonim and the Rambam and the Ramban and the Barbanel and others as to the purpose of those nisyonos and the impact that it's had on us. That's only one perspective that is discussed, is that the nisyonos are there in order to create a model, in order to build into the DNA of Klal Yisrael certain abilities to be Moser Nefesh, certain passions, just a certain ability to deal with many of the challenges that Avram's Nisyonos represented. There's an amazing Medrash that asked the following question. We know the first Nisayon that we read about in the Torah is the Nisayon of Avram leaving his home, and that seems obviously to be a difficult Nisayon, but it's only one that you would imagine that someone of Avram's stature or any great person would heed the word of God and depart his homeland to go to the land of Israel. And the Nisayon that we read about towards the end of Avram's life is the Nisayon that we just read about in Parshas Vayera, the Nisayon of Avram bringing his son, Yitzchak, the son who he'd been waiting for his entire life, the son that he knew was the next link of a certain purpose, the next link of a certain link of generations, and told to bring that son Yitzchak for the Akedah. Now the Medrash tells us of these two nisyonos, both times it uses the language lech lecha, lech lecha mi'artzecha, and then vayera lech lecha el eretz moriah. Which one is more chaviv? Which one is more beloved? Which one perhaps is a greater nisayon? The nisayon of leaving one's homeland, or the nisayon of offering one's son as a sacrifice? Anybody who first sees that Medrash, or those of you who are listening to my voice now, would probably have the same reaction, namely, how do we compare one to the other? One is leaving one's homeland to go to Israel, and one is the offering of one's closest, most prized, most beloved relative, one's child. How does the Medrash ask the question, which one is more chaviv? So let me tell you what I thought was a beautiful and moving insight from the words of the Netziva Shalom, the Slama Rebbe. The Slama Rebbe says that the language of Lech Lecha is the language of a person seeking out their own destiny, seeking out their own tafkid, their purpose in life. It reflects a journey. It reflects a journey of starting in place A and then ascending or moving towards place B to fulfill again one's own sense of personal destiny and personal purpose. And while both of those nisyonos are so difficult, they pose different challenges. The challenge of the nisayon of the Akedah, while being just an enormously challenging, enormously difficult, was a moment in time, was a one episode that, of course, Avram would never be able to get over. But again, it was one day or a few days, it was one moment in time. The episode of Lech Lecha Mi'artzecha, of a person departing their homeland, it wasn't just about the idea of departing one's homeland, but it was growing beyond one's natural world, where they grew up, their community, their culture, their parents' home, and maybe even more profoundly, one's own natural impulses, one's own natural instinct, one's own natural needs. And the statement of Lech Lecha Mi'artzecha is to go beyond that, move beyond the place of one's birth and the comfort zone of one's birth to achieve day in and day out, year in and year out, one's personal destiny, to fulfill being the Av HaMon Goyim. That's not a nisayon of a moment. That's not one trip that is from outside of Israel into Israel. But that idea of Lefecha Me'artzecha U'Mimoladetecha U'Mesavicha, it's a lifelong journey of understanding where Avram was coming from and where Avram is traveling to. It's the day in and day out journey, the day in, day out nisayon, the day in, day out desire of fulfilling our own personal mission in this world. I believe that shaila, which one of those is more chaviv, the instant, although intense nisayon, or the lifelong constant nisayon, is something that probably all of us are aware of in our own lives. It's often the bigger issues, illness, a lack of money, something very severe happens. We find ourselves rising to the occasion and knowing full well that that's a nisayon and that God in some way is testing us. And we find often the koach to deal with that nisayon. But the other nisayon, the daily lech lecha, me'artzecha, from where we're comfortable, mimoladezecha, from our own natural place, mi'beis avicha, from perhaps models, many were great, many were not great, that we've had in our life, and our personality that has become formed over the course of our life, and we have to travel from that, we find ourselves less capable of dealing with that nisayon, dealing with daily frustrations and dealing with our worst self and dealing with our natural impulses that can sometimes go awry. That perhaps is the shaila of the Medrash, says in Nesiv HaShalom, of which nisayon is more chaviv. Mirsam would take the opportunity that in the same way that ourselves and our forefathers walked in the footsteps of Avram in dealing with the most intense nisyonos, the most dramatic nisyonos, that we should likewise follow in Avram's footsteps of the daily subtle nisayon, the daily subtle dealing with ourselves and becoming the best version of ourselves. Mirchim, by doing that, we can say that Avram is the Av HaMon Goyim. He's our father, not just by birth, but our father as far as a constant model, leading us in our own personal journey, leading us to find our own sense of purpose and growth in this world. Thank you, everyone. I look forward to speaking next week.